The Lord be with you. Read from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday I was watching just a brief summary of a baseball game, and it was the Yankees playing the Texas Rangers. And Nasty Nestor, they call him, almost pitched a no-hitter for the Yankees. And the Yankees won 1-0. Wow. What I admired was the way that that man was throwing that baseball. He was pinpointing it. He was throwing the 78th and the 93, the inside corner, the outside corner. I really admired this guy. Also because he happens to become a Yankee, which is my team, no? But I like to apply that to our spiritual life. Who are the expert pitchers in the spiritual life? The saints. The saints. So today, I'm not going to give you a literary summary of Charles Dickens' The Two Cities, but rather, I'd like to tell you the story of three saints. Because today we're going to encounter three saints. Two saints outside the Bible, another saint inside the Bible. So one saint that we celebrate today, his name is Saint John of Avila. Saint John of Avila. There's much that can be said about him, but he's one of the 37 doctors in the church. He's made a doctor of the church by Pope Francis a couple of years ago. But just one detail of his life. He's living in a very difficult time period. He's living in the 16th century. Any of you know what happened in the 16th century? Henry VIII. Martin Luther. John Calvin. The Battle of Lepanto. These were all events that basically pulled millions of people outside the Catholic Church in that century. Millions. Millions. So as Charles Dickens says, the worst of times can be the best of times. Amen? The worst of times can be the best of times. So what did God do? In those very difficult times, He rose up some of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. Can you mention them? They're all living at the same time. If you're taking notes or you have a photographic memory, try to remember them. One is Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Another is Saint Francis Xavier. Another is Teresa of Avila. And her spiritual director, Saint San Juan de la Cruz, Saint John of the Cross. Who else? Saint Peter of Alcantara. Who else? Saint John of Avila. He's living at the same time. And that's just Spain. What about Italy? Your history buffs, who would there be in Italy? The great Saint Charles Borromeo, one of the greatest cardinals in the Catholic Church. The second apostle of Rome, Saint Philip Neri. A great pope, Saint Pope Pius V. And for you Mexicanos, La Virgen de Guadalupe, Juan Diego, all at the same time. Not to mention Saint Andrew of Avellino and Saint Felix of Cantalicia. You probably don't know too much about them. But also Saint John of God. All these saints, they're living side by side. So my prayer in the Mass is that all of you may become great saints. Amen? Amen or oh me? Hey, we're living in tough times, aren't we? We're living in the most difficult time in the history of the world, so there's only one remedy. All of us have to try to become great saints. And I don't say that as a pious platitude or a cliche, but it's the truth. We all have to work on becoming the saint that God has called us to become. The second saint. Did you ever hear of Saint Damian? Okay, Saint Damian of Molokai. Try to see the movie. Came out about 23 years ago. Really well done. Saint Damian Molokai was a priest born in Belgium. He became a priest and he wanted to become a missionary. Guess where he became a missionary? Molokai, which was an island of Hawaii. This was before Hawaii was part of the United States. Do you know your American history well? When did it become? 1959, right? Hawaii and Alaska were the last two states that became part of the 50 states. Molokai was a place where they would throw the lepers. The lepers and let them die. Throw them there, let them rot and die. That's basically almost like a human garbage dump. Sad to say. A human garbage dump. So Father Damian went to Molokai and he knew he was going to die as a leper. He knew it. He knew it because back then, now it's called Hansen disease, back then they didn't really know what to do with a leper. So he knew that he was going to die as a leper, but he had one protocol. He was going to embrace the lepers anyway. No one would ever do that Because leprosy was a contagious disease that had no healing. Some of you saw the movie. What was his greatest suffering? His greatest suffering was this. He couldn't go to confession because there was no priest. He was the only priest. Some of you probably think that Father Broome can go in front of the mirror. Bless me, Father, if I've sinned. My last confession was a month ago. I absolve you of your sin in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. According to canon law, that's prohibited. Okay. And one of the most touching scenes is that there's a priest on a ship, and he gets in his little boat, and he's rowing to the ship. We have the priest on deck. And when he's in the ship, he yells his sins to the priest that's on the deck of the ship. How would you like to come up here, and I'll give you the microphone, you yell out your sins? Because the people on board would have heard his sins. But he preferred to confess than to have his conscience not at peace. So Father Damien teaches us this. This was, I think, about the first homily I gave in Argentina, writing out my homily, because I knew Italian, my English was pretty good, my Spanish was almost non-existent. I said to people, did you ever meet a leper? You never looked in the mirror. Okay. Did you ever look in the mirror? Welcome to the leper club. We're all spiritual lepers, right? Because we're sinners. But good news. There's a doctor in the house. That doctor is Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So we don't have to live as spiritual lepers. We just have to confess our sins to Jesus through the priest, and we become white as the snow. Amen? Some of you think, well, Father, who's the other saint? This saint, we go to the first reading, and his name is Barnabas, Saint Barnabas. Saint Barnabas was a fabulous saint. Barnabas means the son of encouragement. Son of encouragement. There he is. He's always encouraging other people. We live in a world with so much negativism. People are skeptical. They're cynical. They're negative. They're pessimistic. They're always looking for the rain on the day of the picnic, even though there's not a cloud in the sky. People are negative. You got a lot of cheesemosos out there too, right? A lot of cheesemosos. A lot of negativism. Barnabas was a man of great hope. I'd like to tell you a personal anecdote. Do you know what desolation is? Desolation? You've done the exercise. You know what desolation is. Remember once, it was a Saturday evening, and I had a long day, and at the end of the day, I was in desolation. And I know what that is, maybe more than you people. I was in desolation. This one person said a few words to me, kind words. It pulled me out of desolation. I was on the top of consolation for 24 hours. Just a few words of consolation. My friends, Our words, our life can knock people down or they can pick them up. Your words, your tongue, can be a sledgehammer or it can be a skyrocket. Let's pray that we would be the skyrocket. We have received consolation by coming to church and by receiving Holy Communion. What more do you want? What more do you want? You who have received consolation, let's pray that we'll all be spiritual skyrockets by lifting people up to heaven. Amen.